Mahmud's Diary, July 24, 1912, Boston. From 8 a.m. until noon, the master spoke to friends and seekers who came to visit. Newspapers carrying accounts of the previous day's meeting were brought to him. Both his talk and the questions and answers were published. In the afternoon, he gave a public address about those deeds which bring about the beauty of perfection in this contingent world. He gave a public address on the subject of the relationship between the East and the West. The president of the club and its members were enchanted and reverently and humbly bid him farewell. Some even continued to listen to his explanations in the automobile as it traveled for 1.5 hours through parks, gardens, and green fields, all beautifully landscaped. When he reached the hotel, he found another group waiting. After greeting the members of the Baha'i Assembly, he spoke with the group at length. Later that day, the president of the Boston Theosophical Society invited the master to speak to his association that evening. Although he was tired, seeing that the meeting place was not too far away, he accepted and gave a detailed and comprehensive talk on the immortality of the spirit of man. When the meeting ended, the people ran to the door to shake hands with the master and to express their joy and devotion. Some were in ecstasy.